Zakta Mishnah Vayter Masechta Shabbos, Perik Chav Beis, Mishnah Hey. Harachitz, one who washes himself or bathes bimei in the water ma'ara of a cave. Ubimei Tveria, or in the hot springs of Tveria. In a stapik, and he dried himself as one would do after bathing. And even though he used a lot of towels, afilu bi'eser alin tiyos. He used 10 towels. You hear, no less than 10 towels he used to dry himself. So, they're not really very wet. Despite that, says the Mishnah, lo yaviyem biyada, you should not carry them back home in his hands. Now, even in a place, explains about Tanura, where you're allowed to carry, he can't carry the towels home in his hand, because what are we worried about? He's going to forget and wring them out on his way home. On the other hand, avul bat, asara b'nei adam, you can have 10 people. Mistapkin, balintis achas, can have 10 people who dry themselves with one towel. Their faces, their hands, their feet, pineyam, their faces, yedeyam, their hands, reglam, and their feet. You can imagine this towel is very wet. But a mavianai simbiyadam, they may carry it in their hands. Why? If in the previous case where he used 10 towels, so they're not too wet, and yet I'm scared he's going to wring it out. So if 10 people use one towel, isn't there a greater concern he's going to come to wring it out? What do you think the answer is? Why do you think it would be mutter? Well, the answer is that since many people are involved together, even if one is going to forget that you can't wring out the towel, the others are going to say, no, it's Shabbos, Shabbos. If you're dealing with a rabbin, someone is going to remember. Okay, so what do we learn in our Mishnah? We learned that if someone bathes in the water of a cave or over Mei Tveria, in the Chamei Tveria, even if he uses 10 towels to dry himself so they're not all that wet, you can't take it home. We're scared he's going to wring it out, even if it's in a place where Al-Pi Halacha you're allowed to carry. On the other hand, you can have 10 people using one towel where it's very wet. Each one wipe their faces, their hands, and their feet, and they can still bring it home because here we say they're going to remind each other. But Tanura says that the Halacha is not like this Mishnah. The Halacha is even one person can bring home the towel that he wiped himself in, and we are not concerned. He's going to forget and wring out the towel. Now, are you allowed to take a hot bath on Shabbos? We've already discussed earlier that you can't even open the hot water on Shabbos. Of course, you can't cook the water on Shabbos. Well, what about if I cooked up the water before Shabbos? Can I take a hot bath on Shabbos? And the answer is no. Chazal asked this, and that's because the people that used to run the bathhouses would heat up the water on Shabbos. And then when you ask them, when was this water heated? Oh, they would say, oh, before Shabbos. Now, what about the hot springs of Tveria? These are naturally heated springs. There's no heater there. It comes out of the water hot. What is the din with that water? And do you remember, did we ever mention the Chamei Tveria beforehand in the Masechta Shabbos? Well, as far as what the din is, Biatzem, originally, Chazal answered even bathing in these hot springs. However, when they saw it was very hard for the people to totally stay away from the hot water, so they lifted the ban. That's what the Gemara says on Daf Mem Amid Aleph. Now, where in the Masechta did we ever mention Chamei Tveria before this? How's about Perik Gimel, Mishnah Dalet? Take a look and see if you remember.